Jill. Thanks for calling, but I don't have too much time to talk. Tonight's a really important night. My first chance to meet my husband's new mistress. He's shown me your pictures and she's super cute. But this is the first time she's going to spend the night with us. I'm so worried because I have to make dinner and draw a bubble bath and do everything I can to make the mood just right. My husband knows what she likes, though, and he's helping me get ready. I know the rules, too. When she comes over, I become the maid. I serve them dinner and refill their drinks and adjust the volume on the stereo when they dance. They'll be so cute together. Now I know what you're thinking. You've gone crazy. How can you let him run around on you like that? Well, I can tell you that I'm not crazy. I can't stop him from seeking pleasure from other women, and you know what? I don't wanna. Any man that doesn't get variety in his life starts to go flabby. That's why I make sure I help him get a chance to try out different girls, different pussies, even different assholes. And trust me, he wears them out. Wowzers. The best part, though, is when I get to watch. I sit on the foot of the bed while I watch the whole thing. As he undresses her, I pick up her clothes and make sure they're neatly folded up for her when they're done. Then they kiss and he starts to grab her perfect tits. She starts to grind on him until it's time for her to suck his cock to lube him for the next round. I just love to watch her barely fit his cock into her mouth. Sometimes he just lays back and enjoys it, but sometimes he gets rough and throat fucks her really hard. That's just the opening act, though. If I've been really good, he'll let me grab his dick and guide it into her. All these jealous wives can complain about secretaries and babysitters, but that's because they've never held their husband's lubed cock and slid it into a girl's ass while she coos. It's just divine. Don't even get me started on cleaning up. Well, I'm starting to ramble now, and there's still a lot of work to do. I'd better get to it. Don't worry, though. I'll let you know how it all works out tonight. Bye-bye!